Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. David Bowie getting us underway today on Route 51 as we preview the upcoming Young Professionals Week, an event that will take place in 25 communities all across Wisconsin, including in our listening area, Wausau, Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, and Price County. I'm Glenn Moberg. YP Week, as it's being called, takes place April 22nd through the 29th, and you can find a full schedule of what's happening across the state online at ypweek.com. The week is designed to be a platform for discovery, adventure, and meaningful conversations about the issues that matter among young professionals in Wisconsin. We're going to explore those issues today with Nick O'Brien, Community Engagement Specialist with McDevco, the Marathon County Development Company in Wausau. Kayla Rombalski, the Director of Talent and Development with the Portage County Business Council in Stevens Point. And John Byam, the Vice President of Engineering with Renaissance Learning of Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be focusing in particular on the economic, social, and cultural importance of young professionals to our smaller rural communities. And as always, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742 or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page and I'll read it live on the air. Well, Nick and Kayla, the two of you are helping to organize Young Professionals Week in your respective communities. Tell us a little bit about your organizations and how you got involved. Nick, we'll start with you. Tell us, first of all, what is McDevco and why is YP Week important to the organization?
Yeah, McDevco is a it's the economic development firm for Marathon County. So we do things like help small businesses open up and everything to helping bigger businesses with capital improvements, things like that. But the YP Week is actually a mission of the community engagement department within McDevco, which kind of focuses on connecting people to people, people to place, and people to purpose.
How do you get involved in this personally? Why does it seem like a good idea to you?
Personally, I got involved with YP Week at its inception, I guess, in a statewide model back in 2015. I had just recently started with the Chamber of Commerce here in Wausau as the Young Professionals Manager, and YP Week Wisconsin kicked off 5 weeks from my first day, and Wausau hosted the first ever YP Week Wisconsin event at the Jefferson Street Inn. So it was kind of a baptism by fire, and it introduced me to a network of people around the state that I can say largely has affected my influence to stay in Wisconsin.
And Kayla Rombalski, tell us what the Portage County Business Council is and why is YP Week important to that organization?
Sure. The Portage County Business Council is the Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Agency for Portage County. So as Nick said, McDevco is the Marathon County Economic Development Agency. We are the same for Portage County. My role within the Portage County Business Council is anything retaining to talent, which really boils down to employee attraction and retention. So we are really focused on some of the projections for labor shortages and workforce shortages, that kind of thing. And anything, we're doing a lot of different initiatives that help to address that labor shortage. And YP Week is just one of those things that fits in. YP Week is spearheaded by our Ignite Leadership Network, which is our young professionals group.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Ignite has been around for about 5 years. I personally got involved with the organization shortly after I entered the workforce after graduating from UWSP. I was in a unique position because I graduated from the university in Stevens Point and had a job in Stevens Point, which was wonderful. I graduated in an economic downturn, so being able to find a job was
You grew up in the area or did you come from out of town?
I did not. I came from out of town. I grew up in Jackson, Wisconsin. If you're familiar with where that is, it's southeastern Wisconsin. Went to Slinger High School and came to Stevens Point for my education. I met my, at the time, boyfriend, now husband, at UWSP.
That's what school is all about.
Right? Exactly. And then applied to jobs. And at the time that I graduated from UWSP in 2010, so just sort of on that downward spiral, we were still down in terms of economic development and the recession.
Yeah, those were rough times.
They were. So I applied to jobs all over the country, and I was fortunate that I had an internship in college. That internship led to a full-time position. But when that happened, I found myself in this challenging position where I was still living in the community that I went to university in, and many of my friends had moved away to take positions in other places or move back in with their parents, which I was adamant that I was not going to do. And I still had friends in college, but I was working full time. So I found myself in this sort of strange environment where friends in college, you know, were still living. There's a very certain college lifestyle that goes along with that. They were still living that college lifestyle. I had to be up for work, and I was working in Wausau at the time. So I had a 30-minute commute. I had to be up for work in the morning. So didn't want to participate in some of those activities. And Ignite really provided me that gateway into a group of young professionals, finding friends that worked in other industries and other areas. And so
that's how you got into it personally, the young professionals thing.
Exactly.
John Byam, you work for Renaissance Learning. It's an international company that specializes in educational technology.
Correct.
How did the company come to call Wisconsin Rapids its home?
Well, that started back with the founders, Terry and Judy Paul, who founded the company back in the mid-'80s. They were from this area and, started the company in the basement of their home and grew it to really what it is, today. Terry and Judy got out of the company, a number of years ago. We're currently owned by a private equity firm. But our roots and our mission and a lot of our guiding principles all started here in central Wisconsin.
And these two were a couple of very creative people. They essentially started Renaissance Learning in their basement in Port Edwards.
Right. Correct.
And here we are talking about the need to attract creative people to North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, with Kyla and Nick both talking about attaining talent, retaining talent, we're in the technology industry. We need to find talented software engineers and information technology professionals. And, our base is here. Our large employee population is here in central Wisconsin. So we need to continue to find those people. But when we find them, it's not only, finding them and getting them into the company, it's retaining them. And I think getting connections with other young professionals, being able to share stories and ideas, anybody moving to a new community and starting out, because we've got some young engineers that have started, in the last year, and we need to get them connected with groups like this so that they feel more engaged in the community and things like that.
How has working with this Young Professionals Network changed the way you view the community?
Well, they bring in energy, right? I'm an old guy.
By old, what do you mean? What generation are you from? Generation X? Baby
no,
boomer?
I'm a boomer. I'm a boomer.
You're a boomer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I don't look like it, right? But yeah. But no, I do. I'm an old guy. But I think, the young, professionals bring an energy, a commitment, a passion, to any organization in any community. And I think that's what's important. That's why we as a company want to stay connected. Encourage and empower employees to be involved, with these kinds of activities in the community because it just, ultimately, gets that connection and commitment and engagement that we want.
Kayla, same question to you. How did getting involved with the Young Professionals Network change the way you saw your community?
Sure. I've always loved Stevens Point. I thought about changing. I did change majors early on in my university career, and thought about changing schools as well. But by that point, I had already fallen in love with the community and had a network of people here. And that only grew when I became a young professional and left that university campus and got more involved in the community. So I think for me, it was a unique perspective because I already had been sold on the community and the city as a place to live, but the Ignite Leadership Network and the opportunities that have come out of that organization really just made it even more impactful for me to brag about Stevens Point and why it's such a great place to live, and to display my passion for the community and to enhance that passion.
Nick O'Brien, does Wausau have something like Ignite going forward, a kind of a loose organization that focuses on?
Yes, absolutely. Wausau actually has four of those, two of which are established and membership-driven, and two of which are kind of grassroots, citizen-led, more informal and just organic programming, more meetup-type stuff. So, yeah, we're full of opportunities for young professionals to find each other and find their passion, find some personal professional development, things like that.
What are the things in a community that are important to millennials? What do they look for when they're looking for a community to move to? I've got a list here, but I'm interested in seeing what your reaction is.
I think first and foremost, it's like-minded people. They want to be around other millennials. And then secondly, it's things to do, activities for them to put their time in toward, for them to put their passion toward. And then you got to have a little bit of balance, I feel like, of yes, whereas previous generations, and I think we as millennials value this the same way of, you know, quality of life, low cost of living, you know, low crime, those types of things. They're looking for those things that distinguish communities from each other. I mean, we're talking about an area here that, you know, is comparable to other areas that are also using low cost of living, quality of life, low crime, good healthcare and schooling as their like distinguishing factors. What is it that we have that separates ourselves from those other comparable sized communities? And I think those millennials put communities through that filter. You know, what is it that sets you apart from Milwaukee or Madison? Yeah, you're not an urban center, but maybe, you know, Wausau, Stevens Point, Marshfield Rapids area has an immense amount more of recreational opportunities. And that's a thing that right now millennials are kind of flocking toward. You know, the Duluth, Minnesota's, the Denver, Colorado's, you know, Portland's, those cities that are kind of like, you know, they have recreational opportunities kind of around them. There's a reason millennials are flocking to those cities.
Kayla, anything you would add to that list?
Yeah, I would say definitely just second everything that Nick said. I would agree with all of that. In addition, I would say that there's something to be said for the presence that you can have in a smaller community as a young professional. So someone once told me that
in a smaller
community, exactly, that's what I was just going to say. You read my mind, Glenn. And I think there's something to be said for that. You know, here in these communities in Wausau and Point and Marshfield Rapids, you can really engage in any level that you want. I mean, the mayor of Stevens Point knows me by name. If we see each other out, we say hi and chat. I don't think you would get that same experience if you were living in Minneapolis or Milwaukee, Chicago even. Another thing that I love about Stevens Point, don't get me wrong, I love to travel and I love to go exploring. I think that's a very, very common thing from a young professional. But Point is so centrally located that I feel like I can do those things and then come back home. And that is, for me, is really important to have that home base, to know that this is where I'm at. So I can get on a plane, I can go to Chicago, get on a plane and go to New York and spend the weekend there, see some shows, come back and know that I'm here and I'm home and I have a community that supports me.
John Byam, anything you would add to that list? What do millennials want to see in a community?
No, I think they nailed it. You know, based on my experience recruiting, hiring, you know, young talent like this, those are all the things they're talking about. And I think you did nail it at the end with that community involvement. You know, it's a lot easier. And you know, the commute times, and you have more hours in your day, you know, in a small city to be able to do those kinds of things. And no, I think they hit it right on the head.
All right. Here's a list that's normally thrown out when we talk about this. Affordable daycare, parks, public transportation, the arts, music, outdoor recreation, things to do, good restaurants, a mix of different ethnic groups. So you're not dealing with all the same people or the same culture. Good schools, low taxes. Now, some of those are in conflict with one another, obviously, but any arguments with that list? Some things more important than others?
I would say I kind of sparked up when I heard the daycare thing. I mean, certainly there's a good contingent of millennials who are, you know, parents, but, you know, this generation is notably one that started families much later in life than you know, typical, you know, generations prior. So I don't necessarily say that's not something that we look for as a generation, but I can't speak for everybody. I don't have a child, so I'm not looking for good daycares.
All right, let's look at the converse of that. What are the issues that are important to millennials? In other words, what are some of the policies and attitudes that you might find in a community that would turn millennials off and cause them to not want to move there? Nick, let's start with you again.
How do I say this without, like, I'm trying to think.
Well, just say it.
openness, transparency, just – the relationship. I mean, the Knight Foundation did the Soul of the Community study. What was it? A few years ago, and they pinpointed that the relationship between constituents and the local government plays a huge role in a connector to a community. And if your local government doesn't seem to be very transparent or isn't open to new ideas, or they're just not moving on anything, they overthink maybe. That's going to be, I think, a little bit of a deterrent through the millennial mindset. And it's not something you're going to learn. You're not going to know that before you move there. You're going to learn that in the first 90 days after being somewhere. And that's what I kind of think, is that 90 days is the window of opportunity. If you've moved to a city that you've never heard of and you don't find something in that first 90 days that keeps you there, you're already looking for a new place to live.
Kayla, what are the turnoffs?
So I would say, I was just having a conversation with a friend about this, and there's something to be said for a community, and this might be what Nick was getting at, but I'm going to use the term old boys club. I have a friend who just moved.
You
to
said
a,
it, not me.
A friend who just moved to a community in Wisconsin. I won't name names, and she's really struggling because she came from sort of the liberal arts university based community and moved to a community where it's all about who your dad is and where you are in maybe the social status, and less open to newcomers and to people that are moving into the area. And I think that can be a really big turnoff. I think. Like Nick said, transparency, but also willingness to welcome new faces and new people to the table. If, one of the really common stereotypes, if you will, about millennials is that they want to be engaged and they want to be active. And if you shut down that opportunity, you're very quickly going to turn those individuals off to your community.
John Byam?
Yeah, acceptance, right? Lack of acceptance, I think, is a big turnoff. And I think these guys are talking about that. When you're a young professional moving into a new city, if there is an old boys club, which, we've probably all seen, it's tough to break in. And then having that, being able to find those opportunities. So YP Week is a good thing. Other organizations that can connect the young people together, because I think it's hard when you move to a new community to find what are those opportunities. And if they're not readily there, or you can't find them, or you don't have some lifeline to help you find those, it's tough to get acclimated to the city. But once you do, and you find that group of friends and people that have a like mind, you're more apt to stay.
And to dovetail off of what Kayla said about being able to be on boards and committees and involved, it's not just a check of the box. Millennials are very quick to point out when they're sitting on a board or committee that they're not actually responsible for any of the work. They're basically just like a rubber stamp of the organization. Millennials are doers. They want to do, and if you're not giving them the opportunity to actually do, they're going to go do somewhere else.
I'm on the board of the YMCA in Rapids, and when we look at adding new board members, a lot of times it is looking at the young professionals as well to get that mindset onto the board. But also, I think, Nick, to your point, they're pretty active. They do a lot of good stuff. Yeah, once they're on the board too,
Today on Route 51, we're discussing the impact of young professionals on North Central Wisconsin with our guest Nick O'Brien, the community engagement specialist with McDevco, the Marathon County Development Company in Wausau; Kayla Rombalski, director of talent and development with the Portage County Business Council in Stevens Point; and John Byam, the vice president of engineering with Renaissance Learning of Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. We're going to take a short break. Here's some music by The Birds.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, going high and mighty trapped. Countless fire and flaming rope my mouth. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Support for WPR comes from American Transmission Company. ATC provides a pathway for power into communities throughout Wisconsin. ATC owns and operates the high-voltage electric transmission system that helps keep the lights on, businesses running, and communities strong. Support also comes from the Wausau River District with Downtown Wausau Dining Week, where residents and visitors can experience the flavors of downtown restaurants, April 17th to the 21st. WausauRiverDistrict.com.
David Byrne and the Talking Heads checking it out as we talk about the impact of young professionals on North Central Wisconsin on Route 51 with Nick O'Brien of McDevco, Kayla Rombalski of the Portage County Business Council, and John Byam of Renaissance Learning. I'm Glenn Moberg. That number again, if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. Trying to find a city to live in. It's a common refrain among young professionals who can often pick and choose where they live because of their talents and because they aren't tied down. Thomas Friedman famously said the world is flat, that because of advances in technology, laptops, smartphones, and the internet, students and entrepreneurs across the world can get their work to a global market fast from anywhere. But Richard Florida, who's the author of The Rise of the Creative Class, said the world is not flat. It is what he called highly spiky. All the workers with jobs that require skills, education, and creativity are clustered in just a few select cities. So who's right? Is Richard Florida right or Thomas Friedman, Nick O'Brien?
Good grief. I mean, I've read The Rise of the Creative Class a few times, and I'm fascinated by the mega region like theory. And I mean, you can't go against that. There's a reason that, you know, places like Austin, New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami, that they're not experiencing some of the talent battle that we are. I mean, I was just in Austin last year, and they said, don't move here. We have nowhere to put you. There are no jobs for you. And we're experiencing the exact opposite. So I could see that, certainly the spiky theory that Richard Florida has out there. But I do feel as though that we are, as a generation, better connected and readily available to pretty much anybody. We could be talking to somebody across the world right now, and in fact, I kind of have been. So,
well, Renaissance Learning with its business model, you could locate Renaissance Learning anywhere, couldn't you?
Sure, you could, and we've got offices, you know, in a lot of places, both coasts, you know, New York and San Francisco, you know. But again, there's talent, you know, everywhere, right? There's good talent on the coast. We've got an office in Minneapolis where we find a lot of talent, but we also have a lot of fantastic talent here in Central Wisconsin, right? And I think we need to continue to, you know, share that news. You know, we've got a great story, right? If you're a technologist in Central Wisconsin and want to work for a Silicon Valley company, you don't need to go to San Francisco or New York. You can do it right here, you know, with Renaissance or with Skyward, you know. And you know, you're going to be doing and using all the latest, greatest technologies, but you're going to do it in a community where you can commute to work, you can get engaged in the community. And then, you know, with us, you know, with our mission, right, young people want to get connected to what they do and what their mission is. And with Renaissance, to accelerate learning as a mission, people buy into that. So we've got this great story that, and it's not just a story, it's the truth. It's what happens. And we feel we can attract people to Central Wisconsin. If they come to work for us, they're going to have a fantastic career, and they can get involved in all kinds of great things in the community as well as, you know, in work. And
well, what are some of the selling points you give them for Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, one is, you know, low cost of living, right? It's an easy commute. You know, so those kinds of things. If you want to be involved in the community, you can. You know, Nick and Kyle both talk talked about, you know, outdoor activities. You know, you can golf, you can bike, you can hike, you can do all kinds of things here, fish. So if you've got, you know, raise a family, you know, all those kinds of things. So from a community perspective, it's great to live here. But then from a work perspective, if you want to work with, you know, highly talented individuals using the greatest technologies and doing it for a great cause, what better thing than that?
How do you retain those people once you got them?
Well, you've got to give them good work, right? They feel very, you know, a lot of ownership in the work. They take it pretty seriously. They want to continue to grow in their career. And so I think our way of developing software, our methodologies, our commitment to continuously learning on the job is, I think, what, you know, young people want. So, you know, the hope is that we're you know, hitting a lot of the things that they want from a career perspective, but then we're doing it in an environment, a community, where they've got a lot of other things outside of work that they can do. So that work-life balance becomes, you know, pretty good for people.
Kayla Rombalski, same question. How do you market Portage County and the greater Stevens Point area to attract young professionals?
I think there are several different points that we use to market, and it depends on the individual. So sometimes community marketing can be individualized based on what someone's interested in. Certainly if someone is interested in sustainability, that is a huge topic in Stevens Point. We have some really great thought leaders in sustainability and sustainable agriculture, especially with the College of Natural Resources there at our university. If someone's interested in...
Yeah, UW-Stevens Point has to be a huge draw, a huge selling point.
I think it is. I think certainly it's a draw for people who come for the university like I did and then stay because they fall in love with the community. I honestly wouldn't have – I mean, it's hard for me to think back on that time and see where I would have gone. But it was between Stevens Point or Chicago. And I'm so, so thankful that I chose Stevens Point.
And then you've got the Farm Shed group, which
yes.
is into sustainable agriculture.
Yep.
The Midwestern Renewable Energy Association
yes.
doing cutting-edge things
yeah.
with energy.
Yeah. So there are a lot of really – and, you know, all of those topics – are so trendy right now. So it's something that we've been doing in Stevens Point
but it's
for
not just trendy, it's the future of the planet Earth we're talking
is,
about.
It is, but for millennials and young professionals, things like composting and craft brewing and specialty coffee, all of those things are really, really trendy. I mean, they're hip. And that's something I was in New York recently talking with a friend who lives in an apartment in Manhattan. So very expensive, you know, the high-rise apartment. And she was talking about how she composts in her apartment and how excited she was that her apartment offers her an opportunity to compost. I'm like, man, I live on 2 acres and I compost and have a garden and all this stuff.
I think so, I would have gotten kicked out of some apartments if I tried. I guess
sure.
it depends on how you compost.
Yeah. So I think that can be really appealing to people. It's also just from a regional standpoint, again, like I mentioned earlier, quick access to metro areas. We're right in the center of the state, so we have a lot of opportunity. There's also some really fantastic arts and cultural events that we bring in. There are so many different things that you can market to.
Chicago is 4 hours away, Milwaukee 3 hours mm-hmm. away, Minneapolis 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Nick, you're a former TV sports reporter in Wausau.
Correct.
And when your contract expired, instead of moving to a bigger market, Green Bay, Milwaukee, or Chicago, like most broadcast journalists do, you decided to stay in Wausau and find another job in the community you loved. You didn't grow up in Wausau.
Mm-mm.
So why the strange career move, and what do you love so much about this city that caused you to stay here?
Well, you know, I had never stepped foot in the state of Wisconsin when I accepted a job at Newsline 9 here in Wausau. And, you know, the only reason they got me up here is because they said you'd be at Lambeau Field twice a week. And so that's what I knew. I knew the beer, cheese, and the Packers about Wisconsin. But I drove up here from Quincy, Illinois. It was about an eight-hour drive in the first weekend of October. And I'm so thankful that last strip between Portage and Wausau is a straight shot because I wasn't paying attention to the road too much. I had never seen colors like I was experiencing on my drive up here. I fell in love with this place almost immediately. And I always say that working in a newsroom, even in sports, you hear about all the cool things that happen in a community. But because I worked in sports, I never got to really do those things because those things happened the same times when my second shift, 2 to 11 was happening. So When it came, when my contract came up and I decided not to resign a contract, I just kind of said that I'm going to get a JOB in Wausau and just live, because I felt obligated to experience, you know, the city, this community, before I just pushed it to the wayside and went on with my dream. But it eventually led to me canceling my dream and starting a new one. And I got to tell you, YP Week was the number one influence in that decision. It introduced me to a passion that I didn't know I had. And it actually trumped a passion that I had been pursuing for about 12 years.
Do you find the grass is always greener? I'm a transplant here from Chicago. I chose to move here, quit a job in Chicago to move to Wausau. And I just fell in love with the place too. But you talk to some people who grew up here and they'll say things like, oh, it's so small and there's nothing to do.
Then why do they come back? You know, when they leave, we have such a high percentage of boomerangs in our community, boomerangs being they grew up here, they went to high school here, they couldn't wait to leave, go to college. They're in college for 4 or 5 years. Maybe they stay in the city that they lived in during college for another, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. And then they decide to settle down and, you know, have children, and they want free babysitting. You know, you talked about the daycare. Well, mom and dad are you know, still living in the house that I grew up in. And, you know, you talk about Wausau specifically. I say Wausau is your perfect balance of urbanism and outdoor recreation. And no offense to Stevens Point, Marshfield, or Rapids, but, like, I mean, our downtown, you're within a five-minute walk of a world-class kayaking course, a world-renowned art museum, a world-renowned performing arts foundation. You have all of the urban amenities, and you're still a five-minute walk away from lake fishing, river fishing, biking, hiking.
And you don't have to sit for 2.5 hours on the Kennedy Expressway in a traffic jam to get to any.
And you're also
things.
Not paying $25 to park your car. Or waiting in line for a half hour to pay $8 for a beer. You know, it's just you have all of those things, but they're easily accessible here. So
one of my biggest frustrations is when people say there's nothing to do here.
Oh, my gosh.
It drives me crazy.
There's too much to do, almost.
Exactly.
It's hard,
as an event planner, it's hard to pick which event you're going to go to.
And as an event planner, you're trying to, like, scour the community calendars to make sure that your event's not going to compete with any other event. And it's almost impossible. There's always something going on.
How do young people find out about those things? Is it being, you know, to one another? But I'm thinking of, you know, Renaissance, right? We bring in new, you know, young talent. How do I go about getting them connected better?
I think the Facebook events feature has really kind of revolutionized the way that people are finding out about events. So now community agencies, event planners, groups can put their events on Facebook, and something that previously you had to seek out to find at, say, the community tourism website or on a specific website to find that event, it kind of comes to you now because Facebook's filters and their algorithms for how they share information. If someone likes an event on Facebook and you're friends with them, it'll show up in your wall. And I will tell you that I find more interesting things that way, that I just look and I say, oh, someone liked this and that looks really interesting. I'm going to go check that out. I think that's been really important.
Which is another reason why you'd want to be surrounded by like-minded people. Even be friends with them on Facebook is going to influence that.
If you just joined us, we're talking about YP Week, Young Professionals Week, with our three guests. And if you would like to find out what's going on in your community, there's a link to YP Week schedules and the website on the Route 51 Facebook page. And let me just run down some of the events here. In Wausau, Nick, we have a sunrise cycling workout, a speaker crawl at Green Heck Fan on Monday the 24th, Tuesday the 25th, a sunrise bodyweight boot camp at the Woodson YMCA, then a Toward One Wausau roundtable, and then a riverfront rally to look at the things that are happening at the riverfront. Wednesday the 26th, there's a sunrise CrossFit workout and a more than a jam session that takes place, plus a trivia night. Thursday, the 27th, the sunrise yoga workout. Also, the lowdown on LinkedIn. Soup 3, which will raise money for local projects and business startups. Then Friday, a We Are Wausau event with live entertainment at the Wausau World Market. And then on Saturday, the 29th, a Bull Falls Brewery workshop, how to brew your own beer. And then a finale party with a band at Malarkey's Pub. So a lot of stuff. And that's
15 events.
And Kayla, let's do the same thing for Stevens Point.
Sure.
Friday, you've got Ignite. We talked about the organization Ignite. You've got a mix and mingle at McZee's Brew Pub. Sunday, a nonstop wellness event with Ignite and an attack the alien invaders invasive species removal.
We're excited about that one.
At the Schmeekly Reserve. Why are you excited?
It just has a catchy name, which is really appealing, I think, to people. But
it fits in with that sustainability and that environmental focus,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So the Schmeekly Reserve, and many people, maybe from Stevens Point, don't know this, but Schmeekly Reserve offers educational programming each semester for the public to attend, and most of them are free of charge. So their educational program that day is on pollinators, and invasive species can deter pollinators from coming back to the natural plants and wildlife. So
then you've got a lunch, learn, and lead with the owner of the assembly shop. That's on Monday the 24th. Tuesday, a highway cleanup. Wednesday, hatch a business pitch event in which you're pitching business concepts similar to Shark Tank.
Everyone
TV.
In central Wisconsin should attend that event.
Yes, definitely. I would second what Nick just said. So this is actually a regional event. So there's a tie-in with all four of our regional cities. Stevens Point is the first host for the Hatch event, but Bright Star, which is a nonprofit angel investment firm, has offered up $2,000 to fund a business startup at each of the four local events. Then there's an opportunity in November to win $10,000 for business development.
And then you've got a tactical escape on Thursday. You put a bunch of people in an escape room. You lock them in there, and they have to find clues to solve the puzzle and escape.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which
can
is
you make it out in
unique.
Time?
Friday, you've got a coffee and conversation breakfast on conflict resolution. And then Saturday, Ignite Your Inner Child happy hour at the Central Wisconsin Children's Museum. And then Sunday, the 30th, a pop-up picnic at the Stevens Point Sculpture Park.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, an event every day during YP Week. So it'll be busy, but we hope that people will come out and join us and really help showcase what makes Stevens Point great for young professionals.
And then, John, YP Week in Wisconsin Rapids, Tuesday the 25th, Get Current. You've got speakers and socializing at Karen's Wines and Steins. Thursday the 27th, a panel discussion, Why Did You Bet on Wisconsin Rapids, with local entrepreneurs at the Bullseye Country Club. Friday, people volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club. And then Saturday, you've got a community spring cleanup. So
a lot of good activities there, too. Yep.
And then we've got other events in Marshfield, a Sand for Sandboxes fundraiser, a cardio crawl on Sunday the 23rd, a generational differences discussion on Wednesday the 26th, and then Thursday the 27th, a Marshfield area career exploration at the Holiday Inn. And then in Price County, you've got a couple events on the 19th, the Wednesday, an open mic and live music at the Gastro Pub, and then Saturday the 29th, Wisconsin wine and cheese tasting, also at the Gastro Pub. So there are 25 communities all across Wisconsin that are doing all of these things for YP Week. And again, you can see the schedule in your area on the Route 51 Facebook page. But my question to you is, are all these 25 communities which are trying to get young professionals into their communities, are they all competing against each other? You know, are you competing against Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids? Or somehow can we get young professionals to locate everywhere in Wisconsin?
Well, I will say that Stevens Point is the best, and everything's a competition. But more seriously, I think we're all in it together. So people that we draw into this state is going to help everyone, especially when we look at central Wisconsin specifically. So many individuals may have, you know, if they're married or with a significant other, that significant other may work in Wausau, they may live in Point, they may commute to Rapids, you know, people are really using these central Wisconsin cities as a region and utilizing the resources in the region. We just went to Marshfield a few weeks ago for a gardening workshop with one of their greenhouses, which was really fun. We go to see movies at the Marcus Cinema in Wausau. So there's definitely a draw to get people to the region, specifically because everyone will benefit from them being here.
Well, this is often viewed as kind of a Wisconsin-wide problem. We've often heard of the brain drain as talented young people who grew up in Wisconsin move out of the state. My question is, do we have a cultural problem in this state? A state often characterized by beer drinking, cheese eating, overweight people, high drunk driving statistics, and aging population.
Yes. I don't know that you could pinpoint any one of those things or as the reason. I think people in Wisconsin, we're just really humble people. And I think that actually plays to our disadvantage. You know, we're not one of those states that you think about to move. I mean, I can vouch for that myself. When I was moving up to Wisconsin from Illinois, and that's coming from Illinois, and I know how people in Wisconsin feel about that state. I was like, well, what am I going to do outside of out of work? You know, and I didn't know. You know, there wasn't all I knew was beer, cheese, and the Packers. And now YP Week, you know, we're the only state in the country who's doing something like this. And you don't think of Wisconsin as this innovative place that has a different approach toward talent migration. And now they are. I mean, this is a globally recognized and awarded initiative. I mean, the International Economic Development Council has awarded this a silver capital or a silver award on human capital. And now Wisconsin is turning heads. And I'm not saying it's just because of YP Week, but I think YP Week has turned the heads that have now put other things that Wisconsin has to offer, you know, in the forefront.
I think
go on.
I was just going to say, I think YP Week is definitely drawing some hype. And when you have that hype, people are hearing it. We're making a lot of noise. And like Nick said, we're typically so humble that we don't shout about what's great about the state of Wisconsin. And now we are.
Yeah, you guys are spot on. I think that's one of the things, even at Renaissance as a company, we talked about attracting people. And you know, not as many people know about us because we don't brag. We don't share all the good news. But I think Central Wisconsin is really becoming and can become a technology hub, right, with Renaissance, with Skyward, with other, you know, companies that can bring talented, you know, technical, you know, professionals to the area. There's a lot of opportunity, but I think we have to get that word out more and more and share that in order for people to understand that. Otherwise, yeah, we're just too quiet about it.
Marion from Wausau makes the point that there are organizations and communities already that are looking for millennial membership, and she suggests AAUW as one. So a lot of different organizations, Nick, are reaching out looking for that coveted demographic.
Well, I mean, community organizations, nonprofits, they're going through the same thing that, you know, these for-profit enterprises are going through. They've had one, like, generation of people fill a role for 30, 40 years. And now those people are either retiring or their time on this earth has ended. And now you have to think about it differently. Well, I've never had to think about filling this role in my organization because it's been, you know, provided by one person for so long. Now how do you do it? And now you're behind the, you know, the eight ball here because millennials are just this mythical thing that you can't corral and it's impossible to engage them. I just think not only as the millennial, how do I say this, mindset of like we need to be engaged, we want to do, not only has that shifted HR departments' ways of recruiting and retaining their talent, but it's also kind of forced nonprofit organizations to take a different approach at recruiting new members.
Today on Route 51, we're talking about the impact of young professionals on North Central Wisconsin with our guest, Nick O'Brien, community engagement specialist with McDevco, the Marathon County Development Company, Kayla Rombalski of the Portage County Business Council in Stevens Point, and John Byam of Renaissance Learning of Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to take another short break. Here's a song about A Young Professional by Dan Hicks.
He clicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit. He don't smile, though he looks alone. Somebody wants him on the phone. Shout. They won't shout. He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can count some fame. They don't know what it takes, but it's the reason why.
Support for WPR comes from Hooper Corporation, supplying custom construction services, including electric power, mechanical, and green technology to commercial, industrial, and utility customers nationwide. Hooper Corporation, a Wisconsin company since 1913. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer and Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer and Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
I can reach out to you. Oh, with my own two hands. With my own two hands.
Ben Harper making the world a better place with his own two hands and taking us into our final segment of Route 51 as we talk about the impact of young professionals on North Central Wisconsin with Nick O'Brien of McDevco, Kayla Rombalski of the Portage County Business Council, and John Byam of Renaissance Learning. I'm Glenn Moberg. We do have time to squeeze in a phone call. Let's go to Paula in Wausau. Paula, you're on Route 51.
Hi. This program's kind of near and dear to my heart because I grew up in Chicago and then moved to Rapids and have lived in Wausau for the last 30 years and have four kids now, one in Seattle, one in near Portland, one moving from Durham back to Boston, and one graduating from Madison and actually on his way to Utah for a job interview right now. So, unfortunately, my kids have all left the area and have no plans on returning. And I think, I mean, from traveling to these different areas, I think the biggest obstacles for them, I think number one would be broadband access. So when they want to work remotely, even from our house, which is 6 miles from Wausau, they can't get a good signal. So I think that's a huge deterrent for people who are working outside of the area. And then the other thing I think is that there is this kind of a super conservative kind of feel to the area, in Wausau especially, not as much in Stevens Point, but where I think, like, if you move to areas like, well, especially Portland, there's like an edginess and sort of a more open-minded kind of feel. So my kids are all super outdoorsy, so there are opportunities for doing outdoorsy things here, which could be a draw, but I think the allure of our area being, you know, the beauty of the area and the outdoorsy things are not often highlighted.
Paula, thanks so much. We're running out of time. We've got to give our guests a chance to respond. Nick, let's start with you, and we'll just do a round robin here.
Thanks for calling, Paula. I appreciate your insight there. I would have to say to your children, I've only been in the area for almost 5 years here, and I've heard on countless occasions that the Wausau area specifically has come to be more progressive in the last couple of years than it ever has been, or I guess since its inception, you know, back in, you know, the late 1850s. So yes, there is the conservatism, but I think there's a contingent of like-minded millennials who have that progressive type mindset that have now connected with each other and are using that that connection to kind of move things forward. So Wausau's certainly moving away from that mentality, you know, more every day.
John Byam?
Hey, Paula, and I've got two daughters, too, and one that moved recently down to Austin, Texas. Some of that was because of the weather, getting out of the cold. But I think part of it is just finding those connections, like I said, you know, making sure you get connected with like-minded people that are have the same interests so that you can take advantage of a lot of the things that are here. And once you do that, I think you find, you know, all of the great things that there are to do. I think sometimes they get kind of hidden, and people need to find out about them. And once they do, you can find and really realize all the great things that are here.
And there are some great things happening business-wise. And we've talked about Renaissance Learning. YP Week features Bubbler Awards. Two regional companies, Greenheck Fan in Wausau and Skyward, won Bubbler Awards. Kayla?
Yeah, I think that Bubbler Award is a really great way to draw attention to some of the employers in Wisconsin and in our area specifically that are doing really innovative things to retain their employees. So in the case of Skyward, I can speak to the fact that they have this beautiful new headquarters building. There are a lot of amenities throughout it, and that makes it really attractive for employees. And they have a good culture, and that is really important, I think, especially for millennials.
And they could have been anywhere. They could have located their business anywhere. They chose to stay in Stevens Point. We are completely out of time. I want to thank all three of you for being with us today. It's been a great conversation.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
We want to thank today's guests, Nick O'Brien of McDevco, the Marathon County Development Company in Wausau, Kayla Rombalski of the Portage County Business Council in Stevens Point, and John Byam of Renaissance Learning in Wisconsin Rapids. Young Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 29th in 25 communities across Wisconsin. You can find out more about it at ypweek.com or just go to the Route 51 Facebook page, and we've got a complete schedule posted at that website. You can find out more about the Portage County Business Council at portagecountybiz.com. That's biz with a Z. You can find out more about McDevco at mcdevco.org. And you can find out more about Renaissance Learning at renaissance.com. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our show producer and on-air producer, Janice Schleiss. Special music today by Alphaville, David Bowie, The Byrds, The Talking Heads, Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks, Ben Harper, and Frank Sinatra. Next week on Route 51, our special guest is jazz vocalist Janet Planet. We'll be performing and conducting clinics at next weekend's UW Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.
Individual, the moment that you speak, I want to go and play hide and seek.